This is HPR episode 2567 entitled, Son of Funky Punk. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 4 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I follow up on my Frotts episode by covering Son of Funky Punk, a Zed Machine interpreter for Android.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everyone, this is Claudio M, recording a follow-up episode to episode 2473, where I talked about Frotts, which is an interpreter for those old text adventure games from the 80s, like Zork and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Son of Hunky Punk, which is an Android application for playing these games. Now, I was turned on to this by Brome over on the Oddcast Planet IRC channel on the Freenode network. And this is called Son of Hunky Punk because it's a fork of the original Hunky Punk. And all of these I'll provide a link for in the show notes. You can actually grab Son of Hunky Punk on Google Play or on F-Droid, which is how I got it. So once you've downloaded it and installed the application, if you open it, you'll notice that there's a list of games already pre-installed. One of them, incidentally, is Adventure, which I covered in episode 2334. So, when you select a game, you'll be presented initially with the details of what the story is all about. You'll see an image of what would have been the cover art back in the day, or it'll actually show you a screenshot of what the gameplay would be like on an old computer. You'll also see the title of the game, the author or authors, if there's more than one, a summary of what the game is about, and you'll also see some other information like when it was published, the genre type, and some other information as well. At the very bottom, you'll notice there's an open button, and touching that will throw you into the game. Now, the nice thing about Son of Hunky Punk is that right above the soft keyboard, you're given a list of preset commands that pertain to the game, and you can actually scroll through them. So this makes it very convenient when you want to type in a command. You don't have to type it in manually. You can just select that and go on. Now, I wanted to see if I could get Zork to run on this like I was able to on Frotts. So, Son of Hunky Punk actually provides a folder called Interactive Fiction, and that's where all the preset games, the pre-installed games, are located. And this is where you want to drop your own text adventure game if you have one. So what I did was I took my copy of Zork, I dumped it into that Interactive Fiction folder, launched Son of Hunky Punk, and when I scrolled to the very bottom, I was happy to see Zork shown in the list. Selecting that gave me the details of the story, and on this one, because I've already started a game, I have two buttons. One is the open button that I mentioned earlier, and the other is the restart button. In this instance, if you have the two buttons there at the bottom, open will drop you into where you last left off in the game. And the restart button does just that. It restarts you back to the very beginning of the game as if you've never done it, as if you're starting from new. Now, the other feature that works well with this, which also worked with Frotts, is that Son of Hunky Punk, just like Frotts, will recognize the save and restore commands that pertain to each game. So, for example, I could touch open in Zork 1 and end up where I last left off in the game, but I can decide, you know what, I want to go back to a previous point. So I can use the restore command along with the name of the game that I saved, and that'll restore the point where I saved, which is nice. So be sure to give Son of Hunky Punk a try and let me know what you think in the comments. As far as iOS or even Windows Phone is concerned, I don't know if anything like this is available, but if you have any of those devices, be sure to check your respective app stores and let us know. And record an HPR episode about it, because HPR is in need of shows. Anyway, this has been Claudio M. You can reach me on IRC, on the Oddcast Planet channel, on the Freenode network as Claudio M, or you can email me at claudio@linuxbasement.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.